Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Now, last Sunday, as you should all be aware, we looked at the battle of Armageddon. You remember? Okay. And we said, or we read, that in the end times, okay, the devil will gather nations and Israel shall be attacked. Okay? This we read in Revelation chapter 16 from verse 12. It says that then the sixth angel sounded out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. Okay? One of the nations in the east of the Euphrates is Iran. Okay? Then John says, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. The reason why it is called the battle of that great day of God Almighty is because at a certain point towards the end, God in the person of Jesus will come himself, okay, to fight for Israel. Amen? Verse 16 says, and they, the demons, okay, gathered the armies, which are enemies of Israel, gathered them together to the place in Hebrew called Armageddon. Hallelujah. Okay? We read more about that in Ezekiel chapter 38 from verse 1. Okay, it says that now the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, set your face against Gog. Okay, this is the Antichrist. Okay, remember? Set your face against Gog of the land of Magog. This place is in present day Turkey. All right? The chief prince. Remember that? Okay, Rosh there means what? Head, chief. Okay, so set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech. That place is also in Utaki, not Moscow. Okay, and this Rosh, again, I remind you, it is not Russia. Okay, in Hebrew, that word means head. Okay, so set your face against the land of Magog, the chief prince of Umeshek, not Moscow, Umeshek, which is in Turkey, and Tubal, and prophesy against him and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm against you, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshek and Tubal. But this is exactly what the NIV says. Eh? The King James got it wrong, okay? Says, I'll turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out with all your army, horses and horsemen, all splendidly clothed, and a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, that is Iran, Ethiopia, which is Kush, which is Sudan, and Libya are with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Ugoma, which is also in Turkey, and all its troops. The house of Utogama, which is also in Turkey, okay, from the far north, okay, Turkey is north of Israel, okay, of course there's first Lebanon, then Syria, then Turkey, okay, so And many peoples are with you Gog, okay, and with these groups which are in with Turkey. All right? Then he says, prepare yourself and be ready, you and all your companies that are gathered about you, and be a guard for them. After many days, okay, in the latter days, you will be visited. In the latter years, you come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel. Okay, so these people, these armies are going to gather against Israel. Okay, Israel, which had long been desolate. Okay, you remember after 1970, Israel was expelled out of the land. Okay, not 1970, 70 AD, about 40 years after the ascension of Jesus. Okay, the Romans attacked Israel, they destroyed the temple, and many Jews went into exile. Okay, so, but starting in the late 1800s, they began to return. Okay, and in 1948, Israel was declared an independent nation. Glory be to God. So you can see they are back in the land. And when they are back in the land, okay, those countries, with Turkey being in the lead, okay, allied themselves and come against Israel. Okay? Of course, the Antichrist, Gog, is the leader. Hallelujah. Okay? And this has to be emphasized. According to the scriptures, okay, the Antichrist is not coming from England. I don't know why people, you know, this is what I told you, eh? This thing of always wanting, what? Deep things. Then you leave the Bible because Bible teaches really deep. Then you start going on Google, you start seeing how Prince Charles or King Charles is the Antichrist. Guys, stick to the Bible. You understand? Don't look for deep things. Eh? Okay? If God wants to give you deep things, he will give them to you. Hallelujah. All right? But even then, whatever God, yeah, okay, gives, or whatever deep thing you come out with must align with the scriptures. Glory be to God. Now, this is so plain, very clear. Okay? Okay? But someone says, so the U.S., you know, is going to be the, Obama is going to be the Antichrist. Such stupid, why don't people stick to, but I know men like those, what? Those things, you know, eh? Okay? And if you are a preacher of any times and you want to sell, you want to appear like you're more thorough than all the rest, you begin those what? Conspiracies. And maybe people will what? Follow you. Stupid people. Foolish people who have refused to read the Bible. Glory be to God. Isn't this clear? You don't have to agree. Okay, but at least the Bible agrees with itself. Hallelujah. So after many days you'll be visited. In the latter years you'll come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought back out of the nations, and now all of them dwell securely. You will ascend, coming like a storm. Okay, going to Israel, by the way, is always called going up. Even when it is what? Even when you're traveling down, going to Israel is always called going up. Okay? Especially so when it comes to Jerusalem. It is always say what? We are going up. Okay? Even when you're actually going what? But Israel and what? Jerusalem, it is always going up. Okay? Yeah. Just a side note, okay? So you will ascend, coming like a storm, covering the land, like a cloud, you and all your troops, and many peoples with you. Hallelujah. So we see these armies led by the Antichrist, okay, and the nation of Turkey being the lead nation in the attack of Israel, okay, they come for battle, okay? Hallelujah. Okay, and the battle, of course, begins, okay? But at the end, okay, as Israel is being hammered, the Lord will come together with us, his saints. You remember? To the rescue of Israel. This we saw in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 says, "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war." So he has come for what? For war. Verse 14, "And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses." Those armies are you and I who will have been raptured. Now we come back with the Lord. Okay? Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, "And I saw the beast," okay, this is the Antichrist, "the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast, the Antichrist, was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with a sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh." Okay, Revelation 21 continues and says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is a devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished." That is the victory that the Lord, together with us, will achieve for Israel. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, today, we want to talk about why the devil hates Israel. Glory be to God. Because you can see in the end times, the enemy is going to gather troops against Israel. Okay, now, we're going to look, we want to find out why does the devil hate Israel. Okay? And why does he inspire some of your cousins, some of your husbands, okay, to hate Israel? Hallelujah. Okay, now, the answer, or for now, let me say the partial answer, is that the devil hates Israel, okay, because God loves Israel. It is that simple, okay? Anyway, so that is the partial answer, okay? The devil always hates, okay, what God loves, okay? So if you want God to love you, okay, it comes with what? The hatred of the devil. So now, I don't know what you want, okay? You still want God to love you. But you know, now you become a target of the enemy. Target. Glory be to God. Okay, just say, "Man, God, just get me out of your books." And Njagala, hand to play things safe. This is exactly the game people were playing when the Lord began to tell them that Elvis had become a false one. Christians, and many of you are here, you began to play it safe. You're like, for me, I'm going to keep quiet about this thing. What if he hammers me? Because, you know, this is what? Satanists. Man, they can come, they can cause your father to die, your wife. For me, let the pastor Moses be the ones. For me, okay, yeah, he's false, but for me, it's going to be some. Okay? Now, if you say that at that time, and by the way, many people still what? Say, like, you know, that means that even here, somehow in your heart, your mind, the devil being on your case. Okay, yes, I'm going to love me now. So, please, if that thing is in your heart, pray to God to overcome it. Hallelujah. Okay? Pray to God to do what? To this day, you're supposed to tell your relatives, your loved ones, that please flee from Kabuleta, flee from Grace Lubega, flee from Robert Kayanja, flee from all those chaps, Mbonye. But you're like, for me, man, those guys, man, they have demons. They can come for you at night. You know, they can kill your daughter, man. Okay? I only have one daughter, you know. Muchi playing herself. Now, be sure. Now, anyway, you've gotten the point. Hallelujah. Get sold out completely to the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay? The Lord will protect you. The Lord will do what? Will protect you. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. The Lord will do what? Playing it safe. That playing it safe thing, it is the worst place you can ever be in anything. Whether in anything, playing it safe. Playing it safe just means you are a coward. Okay? And the list of the people that are going to be thrown in the lake of fire. Okay? The first people on that list, I think it is in Revelations 22. Top on the list, it is cowards. It is cowards. Cowards. Okay? Don't be a coward. Okay? The worst case scenario, if the enemy kills you, you're going to heaven. Now, can you imagine that? The worst case scenario, heaven. Worst case scenario, heaven. You understand? Now, that's worst case scenario is very good. Heaven. Okay? If you have kids, man, God will bless your kids. Say, man, that guy Moses was my buddy. He fought with me. Okay? And God will take care of what? Hallelujah. Okay, where were we? I'm diverting already. Okay, anyway, so the enemy hates Israel primarily because, okay, God loves Israel. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 31. By the way, today we are going to read a lot. You can already see we have read a lot. Glory be to God. Jeremiah 31 from verse 3. Okay. Jeremiah says that the Lord has appeared of old unto me. Okay? That me, you're going to see that it is talking about Israel. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Who is he talking about? You find it in verse 4. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt, O virgin, O daughter of Israel. Okay? So the Lord tells Israel that I have loved you with an everlasting love. Okay? That is partially the reason, okay, why the enemy hates Israel. Okay? Now, if you ever get into the hate Israel zone, just know the enemy has what? Won you over to his side. Okay? Is Israel perfect? They are not. Okay? Just like you. Okay? Just like your... Okay? Let me say this. Yeah. Just like your mother. Just like your father. Okay? Just like your pastor. Israel is not perfect. Okay? However, God chose to love them. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, Israel is primarily loved because they are the natural descendants of a friend of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. It says, This is God speaking. He says that, but you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friends. Glory be to God. All right? He says, Israel, okay, you are my servant, okay, with Jacob, okay, another name for Israel, okay? Okay, you are the one whom we have chosen. You are the descendants of Abraham, my friend. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, this should speak to us. Eh? Hallelujah. Eh? As in mothers and fathers who are in this place, okay? Young people who haven't gotten kids yet and you hope to get our kids, eh? Okay? This whole idea, imagine God coming and speaking to your child, okay, whether you are alive or you have gone to heaven, and tells your child that, you know what, your mother, okay, your father was my friend. That's so cool, eh? Like every time I read this verse, okay, I become so emotional. Hallelujah. I become so, I'm like, wow, what? It's like there's no greater CV than being called a friend of God. Now, there's no way you're going to become a friend of God by playing it safe. Because when you play it safe, when it comes to the things of God and the devil, playing it safe primarily means you're working for the devil. Okay? It is just that. Okay? It is just that. Hallelujah. Okay? Does this sound bad? Yeah, it should sound bad so that you hate it. You're like, man, this such a gala. Okay? Hallelujah. You can't become a friend of God. Girl, when it comes to the things of God, you're always playing it safe. You're a coward. You can't. God has no friend or friend called coward. Tell you that. But I never stand. Glory be to God. Okay? So, Israel is loved because they are descendants of a friend of God. All right? And because of that, the devil hates them. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, how did Abraham become a friend of God? Hallelujah. How did Abraham do what? Become a friend of God. Okay? The answer is, he cooperated with God. Okay? He cooperated with God's plans. Hallelujah. Cooperated with God's plans. Okay? You know, when Adam and Eve fell, okay, in the beginning, you remember, he created them, he created Adam, okay, put him in the Garden of Eden, okay, and we told him that of every tree, okay, of every tree in the garden, you may freely eat, okay, you may eat its fruit, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shouldn't eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you surely die. Okay? Then one day, the enemy came and deceived Eve. All right? And she ate of that, from that tree. Okay? She ate the fruit and she gave some to her husband, Adam, who was with her, and he also ate. Okay? And they fell. You know that story. Okay, now when that happened, from the moment that happened, okay, God had it in mind, okay, to bring salvation to man. Hallelujah. To save man so that man is not separated from him forever. Because death, okay, spiritual death is separation from God. You know that, eh? Okay, this is basic Bible, okay? Hallelujah. Which reminds me you remember Jackie Owera? Huh? You remember her? She used to be here. Okay? Before she left, okay, when I told them that Elvis had fallen, before she left, okay, she had a dream. You know, people are so stupid. And it is just cowardice. When you know the truth, and you just decide, man, okay. And she had a dream. And in this dream, she goes to Cavalletta's office. Okay, I'm talking about Joseph. Yeah. So she goes to his office to inquire of him, I guess, for counseling or guidance. And when she gets there, the door is what? Is closed. You remember that? Okay? I like people who remember those things. Okay? Because in this church, there are some people who, something is wrong with them. All right? Okay, so she found the door what? Closed. All right? Then she finds a guard there. Then the guard tells her that wait for him. Okay, he's coming. Eh? He's doing what? He's coming. Then as the guard says that, all right, there's a man passing by, eh, who hears what the guard is telling Jackie. Okay? Then the man tells the guard that why are you telling people to wait for this man who died a long time ago? Are you listening to me? Okay? I've said these things, but people don't listen to what I tell them. Okay? Say, why are you waiting? Why are you telling people to wait for this man who died a long time ago? Okay? And that dream came after 1st September 2017. Okay? When Cavalletta went down and he came. You remember the thing? And in the dream, you remember, the office is closed. Okay? What does the office being closed mean? Okay? His ministry closed. An office, ministry. You remember that thing, the fivefold ministry offices? So his ministry closed. Touch your energy. Okay? And the man said he died a long time, spiritually. Died. That is why, you see, you need to use your head at times, okay? Spiritual. Huh? That is why around that time, a man who says he had been called to preach end time, around that time, his primary calling became abusing the first lady. A man who left New Vision to what? End times, yeah? Full time. Now his calling is what? Abusing the first lady. You know, eh? Okay? There used to be a friend of mine who used to come here. Now he's in Canada. He's called Apostle Israel Emmanuel. He told me that he once found a street preacher around Bank of Uganda. Anyway, they knew each other. So he found him on the street. He's preaching, and then they had a short conversation. Okay? And the street preacher said, the baby I dreamt when Cavalletta had lost his car. Okay? Cavalletta had lost his what? His car. Number two, he had thrown away his Bible. Yeah? And now he had what? Maybe popular. Yeah? The papers. And he was reading from the what? The papers. The Bible he had what? Okay? In that dream, the car meant ministry. He had lost the ministry. Remember? Office closed. And he had left the Bible. Now he's just fooling people by saying end time. But you can see right now, his main thing is not what? Behavior, you know, deception, a good deceiver has to appear like what? The real. Okay? That is why all these fools, what? They preach Jesus, what? Eh? Because they know that is how they're going to fool Christians. But you say, but someone who's worshiping the devil, they cannot mention that name Jesus. I used to think that. Okay? For many years I used to think that. Until I read the Bible. Until I read the Bible. And I realized, not at all. You remember, the demons, you used to say the name with Jesus. They would address him, Jesus, have you come to whatever before? You understand? Okay? You know it. Eh? Okay? God appears to Abraham and he tells him, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is a salvation plan. Okay? All the families of the earth shall be blessed. He's going to use Abraham. Glory be to God. All right? Now, it wasn't automatic that since I've chosen you, it is sealed. No, Abraham had to allow, he had to cooperate. Okay? And anyway, Abraham allowed. He left his family, his country, which was in Iraq, present-day Iraq, okay, and traveled to the promised land, which we now call Israel. Glory be to God. Okay? And by the way, one day, the Lord appeared to Isaac. Okay? Isaac was the son of Abraham. Okay? He appeared to him and told him this in Genesis chapter 26. Okay? From verse 4. He told him that, I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands. And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Okay? But right there, you see that Isaac was going to inherit the promise that God gave to his father. Okay? Remember, God had told Abraham that through you all the nations shall be blessed. Now he's telling this to Isaac also. Okay? Now, verse 5 is where I wanted to come to. Okay? Verse 5, he says, I'm going to do this. Why? Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Glory be to God. Abraham obeyed me. Abraham, hallelujah. You remember, we are discovering how Abraham became a friend of God. Okay? You don't become a friend of God by just singing. Singing what? I am a friend of God. No, no, no. But they sing that song. It is not evil. Even when you're not a friend of God, please sing it. Okay? Because most probably you'll become what you confess. Hallelujah. Okay? But just know that singing it doesn't mean that it's true, that you're a friend of God. All right? And it doesn't mean that all Christians are friends of God. Glory be to God. Okay? Abraham became a friend of God by obeying God. Okay? He obeyed his what? He obeyed his commandments, his statutes, and his laws. Glory be to God. Now, when I talk about this, I remember back in the day. You know, we have been around for quite some time. Back in the day. Remember this grace thing. Eh? Okay? No, we're not under the law. What? No law. You know, the law before Moses. What? Eh? Moses is the one who brought the law. You know, eh? Okay? So one time I'm reading the Bible and I come across this verse. Okay? That way before Moses, Abraham obeyed what? God's what? This thing shook me, man. So I went to Elvis because we were in the same club of preaching against the law, because now we are no longer under Moses. what Moses yale amateka gajane Moses. Now we are now out of Moses. So, okay. So I read this, which was before Moses. Elvis at man. I read. Then Elvis was like, "Are you sure that verse is there?" You see, this is why it's important to always read the Bible. Okay? So that in case you've been deceived by someone or you have deceived yourself, as you read the Bible, you understand, see something. So man, that verse got me thinking many things. Okay? Back in the what? Back in the day. Okay? Many hundreds of years before Moses, Abraham, our father, okay, the father of faith, who was born before the law, he obeyed God's commandments, God's laws, God's statutes. So that's the one which started getting me thinking that, chintu chino. Okay? Chintu chino, shiakachi fu, Hallelujah. Like in addition to other things which were in my heart, and I'm like, this thing, something is wrong with it. Hallelujah. So anyway, this is how Abraham became a friend of God. Okay? For example, one day in Genesis 22, okay, from verse 1, God appears to Abraham and he tells him to sacrifice Isaac. Okay? Isaac, his only son. Okay? And Abraham did what? He obeyed. Abraham did what? Obeyed. Okay? He obeyed. Okay? Now, verse 9 of Genesis 22 says that, then they came to the place which God had told him. Okay? Abraham and Isaac came to the place which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Alright? But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And what did he say? Eden? What did he say in Hebrew? What did Abraham say? Yeah, you tell them. You come. Okay? What did Abraham say?
Hineni.
Very good. Give him. My daughter, a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Muga now, pastor. And that's cool one. Okay? And so Abraham says, here I am. Okay? And God said, the angel of the Lord said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Glory be to God. You see here, Abraham didn't play it safe. Remember, God had already told him that it is through Isaac that your seed will be called. Abraham, ye musikao, ye here. Okay? And God says, give him to me. People who play it safe, they're like, oh, you're talking about a seven. Playing it safe. But Abraham was like, okay. In fact, Romans says, is it Romans or Hebrews? He said that Abraham somehow knew that God would raise Isaac from the dead. Okay? Because God had said he's the heir. So he reasoned. You know, there's something called spiritual reasoning. Okay, most Pentecostals don't want to reason. Don't want to use their heads. Someone has deceived them that you shouldn't use their head. But Abraham reasoned with his head spiritually. Because he's like, if he told me this is the heir, and now he's telling me to sacrifice him, it means he has to come back. It means he will resurrect. Okay? Abraham knew God. Hallelujah. He had walked with God for some time. He had walked with God from where? From back in the day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, he reasoned that God would raise him from the dead. Hallelujah. So anyway, he obeyed God. Okay? Now, this was a tough one. And I believe it was at this point when he decided to do it. And God said, now, you have become my friend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then verse 15, or did we read it? Okay. Verse 15 says, then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I'll bless you and multiplying I'll multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. Then verse 18 is what I wanted to come to. He says that in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because you obeyed my voice. There's some things God is not going to do for you or to do through you, okay, if you're playing it safe. You understand? Eh? He will do some things for you. But there are other things he wants to do for you or to do through you, okay? If you're ready to go wholesale, you understand? Okay? To go out, you know, for him, eh? Wholesale. Okay? To fail. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and do ridiculous things which God hasn't told you. Be told by God and be very, very sure that God has told you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, Abraham became a what? A friend. By obedience. Obedience. And by the way, Jesus said the same thing. I think it is in John 14 or 15. Okay? He said, you're my friends because what? You do what I have, what? What I tell you, what I command you. Glory be to God. Okay, now, remember, Abraham had two sons. Okay? Before Sarah died. I hope you are aware that when Sarah died, okay, Abraham got another what? Another what? Yes, another babe. Another wife, okay? Yeah, you're all correct, but for today, Alan is more correct than what? Yeah, than all of you. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Sam is like, Pastor, what is coming next? Please keep it to yourself. Okay, let me keep it to myself. So Abraham had two what? Had two children, okay? Ishmael. You remember? Ishmael from the Egyptian woman. Egyptian maid servant. And he wasn't the son of promise. Okay? Then later, okay, he got a son, Isaac, from his wife. Okay? Sarah. Okay, now, at a certain point, they were all staying together. All right? But then one day, Sarah told Abraham that, boss, okay? Omwana oyo ne mama we sibagala wano. Okay? That woman and her son, out of here. Okay? Nchala wa boss akodeshi. Ayogede. And you remember Sarah, Yeyavita Andika. Sarah is the one who set, who began the whole thing. But she's like, out. Okay? And Abraham Bambi was sad because his son now was going to be thrown out. Okay? But God appeared to him. Okay? God appeared to him. This is Genesis 21, verse 12. It says that, but God said to Abraham, do not let it be displeasing in your sight. Because of the lad, because of this child, or because of your born woman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice. For in Isaac, your seed shall be called. Okay, your seed shall be what? By the way, remember, Abraham, God has told him that in you, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Okay, in you or through you. Okay, now God is saying that promise is going to be fulfilled through this line or through Isaac, not through what? Ishmael. Remember, we are talking about why the devil hates Israel. Okay? Hallelujah. He essentially hates them. He primarily hates them because they are descendants of his friend. Someone whom he loved. Glory be to God. Someone whom he loved. God loves all people. But there are some people whom God loves. You understand? There are some people whom God loves. And sometimes it happens in what? Families. Parents love all their children. But sometimes there's a certain child whom they love. But they love all of them. Glory be to God. There's a woman in this room. In her family. But it's not my wife. Okay? It's possible that they love them more. Well, I don't know. Anyway, but I know that they used to call her boss. Okay? In her family, the parents used to call her boss. Even the siblings call her boss. Because for her, everything she said had to be done. You understand? Boss. So the boss in the home wasn't the one, the father. It was that child. Some woman in this room. Glory be to God. So it is possible that the parents loved all the children, but they loved this girl. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay? And sometimes it just happens. It just happens. Now, they also don't know why this one. Okay? But sometimes, or more often, it's because this child obeys. Obedience. This child is more obedient. This child is more disciplined. Okay, so somehow. Okay, by the way, hallelujah. Which teaches us that what? Children shouldn't be given the same rewards, presents on Christmas. Well, you can do it, but you don't have to. What would he have the better than others? You understand? So if you give them all the same, you're not encouraging good hard work, obedience. Because what would he have told you? Then listen. Then Christmas, you all give them. So Katia. Okay, give all of them. Nayoli muwe. You understand? But it's that's how God operates. That's how God operates. So kati ogena kuleta enja ukana mumaka. Okay, issues in a family. That is how the world is. That's how God what designed it. He who obeys, you understand? Some kids who don't deserve, they just deserve the basics. Okay? He or she has a bed. It's food. You understand? It's food. You understand? But what level where they don't deserve it. But their brother or their sister deserves it. And you should be godly enough. Okay? To do the right thing. You understand? Be godly. Yeah? I mean, if you don't, you're teaching your child that in life, you always make it, even when you don't obey. Do you understand? It's like, it doesn't matter. Obedience, it doesn't matter. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, this is the truth. Like spanking. You can't spank all kids. And then you spank all of them. That's not right. So it is the same thing with even rewards. Glory be to God. Okay? At their schools, they do it. Okay? Even for you think you can't do it in your home. In heaven, it's going to be done. Okay? And even right now on earth, it is being done by God. Glory be to God. So again, this is a false, the stupidity of saying that all Christians are friends of God. It's not there. Because we're all children of God, so it means we're all his friends. There's no what? Partiality with God. God shows no personal, what? Favoritism. Okay? Yes, he does it, but he rewards those, okay, who obey him. Glory be to God. So there are those who are just, they're just born again. Born again. They're born again. God knows they are his. Then there are others who are friends of God. Hallelujah. Man, I want to be that. Okay? And then he tells people, you guys, he who messes up with that chap, I'm going to mess him up. But it's in the Bible. We read it. Genesis 12:3. He who curses, you are cursed. Well, cursing, one of the meanings of that word, Hebrew word, is he who lightly esteems you, lightly who treats you, are also lightly. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. Bruce Anyigi de na ye. Thank God. He has seen the what? The scriptures. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyway, God chose who? Isaac over Ishmael. Okay? So the love of God, the plans of God and the love of God are going to go through that line. Ishmael, naye amwagala. Eh? But the real plan of salvation is through Ishmael, rather Isaac. Glory be to God. You know this thing. Hallelujah. Now, Isaac one time got a what? Alan, he got what? He got a babe. Hallelujah. Just like Andrew also one time got a what?
Babe.
Hallelujah. So Isaac got a wife. Her name was what? Are you sure? Sam, her name was what? Rebecca, you tell them her name.
Rivka. Rivka.
You're all correct, but she's more what? So you can see how I'll get to love her. I will love all of you, but I will love her. Glory be to God. Because, okay, she answers right stuff. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay, so he had, then Rebecca got twins, Rivka, Rebecca. Okay? I have a sister called Rebecca. Okay? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, but they, remembering back in the day, she was man at home. Okay, my father's kids. She had the best CV. Rebecca, man, best CV. Okay, so and she wasn't the firstborn, but when it came to consulting about things, like wisdom, people would go to Rebecca, not anyone else. Not those who are older than her. And she had, CV, hallelujah. Okay? Yeah. Anyway, that is beside the what? The point. But she's still alive, all right? She stays just down there, and wherever. Okay? So, yeah, she had what? So, Rebecca, okay? Conceived, okay, and then her tummy, man, oila papa, okay. Then she went and inquired of the Lord, "What's this?" Okay, then the Lord told her in Genesis 25:23, the Lord told her that two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other. or one child shall be stronger than the other. Okay? And the older shall serve the younger. Okay? Now the younger was Jacob. The older was Esau. Okay? Alright? And in Malachi chapter 1, from verse 2 to into 3, okay, God says that, okay, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. Now, that hate is not your hate. It just means that I preferred. You understand? Eh? Esau I preferred. Okay? But, no. Jacob I loved. Okay? Esau I what? I hated, in quotes. Okay? So now, we see what began with Abraham that went through Isaac. Now it is going through Jacob. The promise, okay, to save the world. Now it is through what? With Jacob, whose other name later became Israel. You know that. Okay, now it is this Israel that, as you know, you remember, he gave birth to 12 sons. And these sons became, or they populated what we now know as the nation of what? Israel, the people of Israel. You understand? Eh? Okay, those 12 sons came from Jacob. Glory be to God. So they are, those 12 sons, in a sense, are the founders, okay, of the nation of Israel, or the people of what? Israel. Glory be to God. Okay, and now you can really see why the devil hates them. Okay? Again, partially why the enemy hates them. Remember, they are the descendants of Abraham, his friend. Parents, become friends of God. Become what? Friends of God. One of the ways you're going to become a friend of God is if you stop playing it safe. Okay? When it comes to giving, when it comes, anything that the Lord tells you to do for him, okay? Stop playing it safe. Hallelujah. Playing it safe, you're doing a great disservice to yourself and an eternal disservice. Because this friendship that you develop here on earth, it is going to follow you through eternity. By the way, when we get raptured and we go to heaven, and later we return, we are with the Lord here for 1,000 years. We're not going to be equal. We're not going to be equal. Don't think that, you know, Beyonce, Bikomakonsi, these things will stop here. But when we go there, we're all, you understand? It's not true. It ain't going to happen. Okay? What you do now, okay? What you do now determines your status, okay, in the new age. Hallelujah. It determines. But you can say, man, the caster, guru, man, good enough. Just, if I just enter heaven, good enough. Okay, now, if you think like that, you're still very young in the things of God. You're still very young. You're, yeah. And you're very unserious. You're very what? And say, but thank God you're here to be made serious. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. So the devil hates Israel, okay? Because they are descendants of Abraham. Abraham who begot Isaac. Isaac who begot Jacob. Jacob who begot the 12 sons who gave birth to the people, as we know it, the people of Israel. Glory be to God. Okay, and remember, okay, the salvation plan. So God is not going to achieve it through Ishmael. He's not going to achieve it through Esau. It's going to be through Jacob now. Okay, and by the way, a good number of the people in the Middle East who have a hatred. In fact, the Bible calls it an ancient hatred for Israel. Okay? A good number of them are descended from Ishmael, Okay, because man guy, you're trying to chaffe. Okay. Okay. Others are descended from Esau. Okay, the Bible says that Esau has an ancient hatred of Israel. Okay? Then you think now you're bright, what you are, then also you join the what? Band wagon. Then no, these guys, they came from where? Then they just took people's land. Took people's land. Then now they are killing the people innocently. What, you know, eh? Then you join, no, Israel. By the way, do you know that the nation of Israel, okay? Anyway, the people of Israel, okay? Do you know that they almost gave them land in Uganda back in the day? You know that, eh? But that piece of land, I think, now is in Kenya. I hope you children know that this map of Uganda is not the original one. You know that, eh? Very good. Who doesn't know that? Jeda Gamecho. It is not what? So they almost what? They gave them land here. But they jumped. Some wanted to accept. Others jumped. Said, no. The land God gave our father is not in Africa. They jumped. But they were being brought here. So right now in East Africa, there would be a community of Jews. And maybe that would have been good, man. Because, man, we'll do trade with them because those guys are loaded. Technology. But God will have punished them. Because they would be, you see, those things of playing it safe. You're supposed to be in Israel. Katimuchi playing us because temwagala untalo. For you want peace. Because even me, my mother, even when I was growing up, at home, they knew me. For me, I'm peaceful. I'm peaceful. I don't know. For me, I'm peaceful. You see, because the Palestinians, if we go there now, war, and we want peace, world peace. Let's go to Africa. Some accepted that deal from the UN. Some jump, say no. All right, we are going to Israel, which at that time was called Palestine. All right, over too far to fail, but that is where we are going. Glory be to God. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, so Israel is primarily loved because of the fathers, as it is written in Romans chapter 11, verse 28. Okay? Okay? All that we had read before was in the new, in the old. Now, in the new, it is there. Okay? That they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. They are beloved for the sake of the patriarchs. Glory be to God. Once again, I didn't plan to tell you this, but parents to be, okay? As in, help your kids. Okay? So that God one day can say, I love these kids. I love these people. Because of their parents. Hallelujah. Bob, are you listening to me? Okay? Your child won't become automatically loved. But God loves all people. But there's this love. You understand? So your son, Bob, won't become automatically loved by God because you named them Abraham. Okay? Bob, that boy is called Abraham, isn't he? The other one. Oh, no, Mlala. See, oh, okay, what wrong, Mlala? Guaita Abraham. Yeah. Okay? It is not a name, doesn't it? Is not auto, you know. You can give your names all the Bible, what? Names. Zona, zona. Unozibawa. Okay? Hallelujah. But if you don't walk with God as a parent, your children won't be known as the descendants of my friend. Glory be to God. Jed, are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, you remember God told Abraham that through your seed, okay, the nations will be who blessed. Now, according to Galatians, okay, Galatians chapter 3, the real seed that God was talking about was Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Okay? The real seed. Okay? Hallelujah. Because you have, and you have to remember that Jesus came through that lineage. Okay? Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah. Okay? Judah begot David. Okay? David begot Joseph. Okay? Anyway, so Jesus came through that lineage. Okay? And he was a real seed. Okay? Through whom or by whom all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Glory be to God. Okay? Romans chapter 9, okay? Verse 4 is talking about the Israelites. Okay? The Israelites. Then in verse 5, he says that, of whom are the fathers? And from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all the eternally blessed God. Glory be to God. Okay? Jesus was an Israelite. Okay? And by the now, this is primarily why the devil hates Israel. Okay? This is actually the whole reason why he hates, you know, Israel. Okay? They were descendants of Abraham, Necho, Techimala. But it is because Jesus came through them. Okay? Hallelujah. All right? This hatred for Israel, which people have, okay? They don't know that it is inspired by the devil. Okay? You check the media, what, you know, guys who think they have gone to school. Okay? They just think hating Israel means being what? Being an intellectual, being bright. But they don't know, man, it's the devil. Is Israel perfect? No. Israel has killed innocent people at times. All right? And so it has done things which are not. Are Jews, we're Jews in America, okay? Some of them are most of the evil person, okay? Evil people on the earth. Jews, okay? Descendants of Abraham, God's friend, okay? A good number of those movies which have messed you up or which are messing up your kids, okay? They're done in Hollywood by Jews, the descendants of who? Abraham, God's friend. Okay? So, Jews have issues. Hallelujah. However, they are beloved because they're descendants of God's friend. And because Familia yawe. Eh? Familia yawe. Okay? Ye yalonde wa okuleta Yesu. Si familia yawe. Your family is not the first family. For your own information. Okay, children, if your parents have lied to you that your family is the first family, hear it from your parents' pastor. Your family is not what? The first family. Okay, the first family is what? Is another family. I tell you, never know I'm called. Anyway, okay? Gloria and Andrew. See my first family. You somehow look like what? But you ain't it. Hallelujah. But you can become it. One day. Huh? One day, the Lord can appear unto glory. Say, man, you're a descendant of my friend. Glory is mom is very what? She's a godly woman. She once had a dream. You see, God, yeah? She once had a dream. In the dream, the Lord appeared to her. It was Jesus. Huh? Appeared to her and showed her Kayanja. You see, for me, I'm very, when it comes to these guys, that's why every opportunity I get to talk about them, to expose them, I do it. Do you know what it means for people to lead people to hell? And you're playing it safe. People are being taken to hell for you playing it safe. Ah, Tobo get a cool man, you know, don't touch the Lord's anointed. Those guys are no longer the Lord's anointed. They're no longer the Lord's anointed. Okay? Kabuleta, Elvis, Robert Kayanja, Uruguay, Tebali. Okay? So anyway, yeah, what's her name? Huh? What's her name? Okay. So yeah, the mother had a dream once. He was doing what I usually do. Okay? Was stammering. That's why I helped him. So the mother one time had a dream. And okay, in the dream, Jesus appeared to her, showed her Robert Kayanja. Robert Kayanja. I just see Omula Robert. Odi Owerubaga. And showed her Kayanja and told her that you see that man. Say that whatever he does, okay, I will never accept it. No, he said that, you know, however many good things he does, I will never. Kayanja went. Okay, Kayanja is with what? There's a young man who used to work at our site, building what? Site years ago. So we became friends once. Then one day he called me because we became friends and you're the pastor. He called me. Okay? He's like, Pastor, doctor, I had a dream. I'm like, uh-huh. So we met at Oak. Okay? Anyway, he's like, I had a dream. I'm like, what was the dream? He's like, man, I had this dream. I was shaking. I was like, uh-huh. He's like, I had a dream. In this dream, I entered a certain building or a hall. Okay? He enters the hall. Then he finds Kakande, Nabi Wokubiri. He was conducting a class. He was teaching. All right? And he saw people were attending. Kakande is one what? Who teaching. And the guy said, one of them, the students, was Kayanja. Okay? Then when this young man entered, now this is a recent whatever, it's like 2019. When this young man entered, Kakande stopped the class. He's like, I won't continue teaching until that young man gets out. Because for him, he is righteous. See, I'm not continuing until he gets out. Okay? Anyway, movie man, if you're Nana, movies and you say you're playing it safe. Now, instead of warning people, please leave car, you're like, man. The saga antalo. Hallelujah. Okay, so where were we? Of whom are the what? The fathers. Whatever I wanted to say, I've said it. Now, the other thing which you have to remember, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, you also, okay, are the seed of Abraham. The Bible says, if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed. Okay? So in a sense, you have also joined, okay, the first family. That's a good one. Okay? And you have also, now, this is bad and good. You have also put yourself in the target, in a way. But what we're going to have to do is target. If you look at the veil. Okay? There's that one, but also now there's a sharper one who, when you become a friend of God. Katia watoba kati obiono nye dedala. Okay? Anyway, you are also Abraham's what? Seed, if you are Christ. Glory be to God. And now, because the devil hates Israel, okay, you also are going to suffer in the end times. Glory be to God. There's only one reason why you're going to suffer in the end times. It is because you have joined yourself with the enemies of the devil. Or you have joined yourself with those whom God loves, or those whom the devil hates, because God loves them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right? Glory be to God. Revelation chapter 12. I'll be finishing soon. Revelation chapter 12 from verse 1. It says that now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Who is this woman? I'll tell you up front, this is Israel. You remember in Genesis 37, Joseph, a son of Israel, a son of Jacob, had a dream. And in the dream, he saw the sun, who is his father, and the moon, who is a mother, and 11 stars, his siblings, bowing to him. Okay? 11 stars. But here we see 12. Because in this one, Joseph is included. You understand? So this woman is Israel. The nation of Israel. Okay? So, John saw that. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Verse 3, then another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, okay, having 7 heads. Now, this is the devil, okay? 7 heads, okay? What are they? You see, all the empires that have persecuted Israel throughout the centuries have all been inspired by the devil. First, starting with Egypt, okay, then Assyria, okay, then Babylon, the Medes and Persians, okay, Greece, all right, then the Islamic, you remember the Ottoman Empire? For those who did history, the Islamic, you understand, eh? Okay, there's 7. So that's why the devil has how many heads? 7. All those empires have been inspired by the devil. Okay, anyway, that is something. Then he says that, verse 4, his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child. Okay? Israel gave birth to Jesus. But this is not the church. There are some people say that this woman is a church. Okay? But the church didn't give birth to Jesus. Okay? In fact, it is the other way around. Okay? It is Jesus who brought forth the church. Do you understand? So this is not the church. This is the nation of Israel. All right? Verse 5. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And that child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. These are 3.5 days. So this is talking about the tribulation. Okay, the enemy is going to go after Israel. Okay, as we have studied before. And it will be for 3.5 years. Verse 15. Okay, verse 15. Verse 15 of Revelation 12. What does it say? It says that, so the serpent spewed out water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. Okay? Even to begin Akutanikilamu Israel. Alright? The real end times, the real one. The 3.5 years. It is starting there. It is going to be the epicenter. Then it will trickle down to you. Okay? Because you are also the seed of Abraham. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the good news is, it will end. Like you saw, Okay? We were raptured at the end of those 3.5 years. Okay? And we later came back to fight with the Lord against the Antichrist, the false prophets, and their what? Armies. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the last portion, the last scripture I'm going to read. Jeremiah chapter 31 from verse 3. We started with it. It says that the Lord has appeared of old to me saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. He's talking about Israel. But now include yourself in there. Okay? Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Then he says in verse 4, again, I will build you and you shall be rebuilt. Remember, in that war, Israel is going to be hammered badly. Huh? Okay? Things are going to be bad. Bombs, what you understand? But God says, you shall be rebuilt. Okay? Then he says that you shall again be adorned with your tambourines, and you shall go forth in the dances of those who rejoice. You shall yet plant vines on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and eat them as ordinary food. For there shall be a day when the watchmen will cry on Mount Ephraim. They'll cry saying, arise and let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. Because at that time God will be in Jerusalem. Jesus will be there. Glory be to God. Verse 7, for thus says the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob or Israel, and shout among the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I'll bring them from the north. Remember, they will flee to the wilderness during the war. Now God here says that, behold, I will bring them forth from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and the one who labors with child together, a great throng shall return there. They shall come with weeping, and with supplication I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Glory be to God. Hear the word of the Lord, all nations, and declare it in the eyes of afar off, and say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. For the Lord has redeemed Israel and ransomed him from the hand of one stronger than he, the devil, the Antichrist. God will save Israel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I hope you have been reminded or you have learned why the devil hates Israel. Okay, the devil hates Israel because God loves Israel. Okay, but also remember that God loves you because you are also the seed of Abraham because you belong to Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.